This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Malagana's Edwards Johnson, the team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
One person, it's going to be raining, not just raining, raining diamonds. Ricky Lee is the headliner at Skyfire 2020. It's all happening March 14, Lake Billy Griffin. You know the drill, Canberra.
Yep.
It's Canberra's biggest one-day event, and we are so very, very excited to welcome one Ricky Lee to the Skyfire stage.
We're so excited.
And now we're very excited to welcome Ricky Lee to this very show. Good morning, Ricky Lee. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. We're very excited to be having a chat to you this morning.
I'm very excited to be chatting with you.
That's lovely.
I was going to say, I've been a fan of yours for a very long time, Ricky Lee. I don't know if it's a mutual thing. Oh, thank you so much.
I'm a massive fan of yours.
I'm not going to test you by asking what his name is right now.
Yeah, what in particular?
Please don't.
Oh, well, no, we are a big fan of you, even more so now that you're going to be coming for Hit 104.7 Skyfire. Now, I'm sure you get all kinds of requests to be a part of things like this all around the country. Now, what made you go, yes, I'm doing Skyfire 2020 for Hit 104.7.
I'm really looking forward to performing at it because I think after such a crazy, wild and in parts a devastating summer, it'd be really nice for the community to get together and enjoy some entertainment and have fun.
Yeah. You know? You've hit the right tone because that's what we're going for. We're going for getting everybody together. There's like something like 100,000 people come down to line the shores of the lake, Ricky Lee. Have you heard that number before?
I have. And I mean, it's a crazy number, but I think it's... I've performed at big events like this before, and it is always such a beautiful energy around. People are there with their families, enjoying the entertainment. There's lots of things going on. Everyone's kind of having a great time, and I think we can focus on negative so much in our life, and there's not a lot of opportunities for so many people to get together and just have fun. So I love being a part of events like this because it really just is a great time of celebration.
It's going to be absolutely awesome. We can't wait to have you be a part of it because the performer is always the main focus of the night and everyone gets so excited. All your fans will come out in droves and be right up the front. It's going to be great.
I'm excited as well because I just finished my tour last year and I didn't get to come to Canberra. And I was getting abused left, right, and centre because I didn't come to Canberra.
We are a rowdy bunch. We're a rowdy bunch.
So I'm happy that I'll finally get to play for the old Canberra.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, you, Ricky, honestly, you're cutting our grass a little bit because not only are you a fantastic performer and singer, you were a radio announcer in the past. Not only will people be like, I love Ricky.
It was only 1 year and then I got sacked.
Well,
you did get nominated for an ACRA, though. I was there. I saw it.
I think that was a pity nomination. It's like I think I got a pity Logie nomination as well.
Let's
call it that.
You know what,
though? You take what you can get.
My thing here with this, Ricky Lee, is that the IMDb doesn't have the word pity in front of it. It just states the award nomination,
exactly,
so that's still fantastic.
Look, that's never a true word spoken. Yeah. I'm going to get a tattoo saying ACRA Award nominee.
Yeah, legitimate one as well.
Wherever I go.
Oh, that is fantastic. Is there any kind of new material or anything like that we might get to see at Skyfire, Ricky Lee?
I hope so. I'm not sure. I would love to play some new music, but I'm not sure if the timings are going to be right.
Okay.
But,
I
keep getting abused about people like, when's music coming?
You've got
to get out as soon as I can.
Yeah, I feel like the two takeaways from this interview are, A, we're super stoked to have you here for Skyfire, and B, leave Ricky Lee alone.
Your fans need to chill out.
I get abused a lot on social media.
No, this is...
She's been nominated for a Logie, for God's sake.
This is not good at all. Yeah. People need to chill out.
That sounds a bit masochistic.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's inspiring.
I guess you could look at it as you have a very passionate fan base.
Exactly,
that's what you've got. Oh, well, and they're going to be out in droves for you at Skyfire. We absolutely can't wait to have you here, Ricky Lee. Thank you so much for agreeing to be a part of Canberra's Night of Nights. And we can't thank you enough for giving us some time this morning to have a chat as well.
Well, it's my absolute pleasure. I can't wait to see you guys. We're going to have a really fun night. And, I'll see you very soon.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
I would like to talk about a magazine that you often see just before you leave a shopping, like a supermarket or something. They're the ones that are just above the self-checkouts. Now, there's a few of them, and I'm not going to name this one by name, as I said before, because I really don't want to get sued. That'd really bum me out, I'd imagine. But I just don't understand how these magazines so feverishly lie about stuff that's very easy to find out. I understand in the, like, the 90s when it was, like, a bit harder to come by information and you had to go on the internet and you had to do this and that. But nowadays, like, as quick as it is for me to read the headline that's made up, it is for me to look into it and find out it's not true anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, there's not even lies inside that'll catch me because the one on the front cover is something that I can figure out right then and there.
Mm.
So, went to the supermarket yesterday, bought some groceries, saw on the cover of one of these magazines, it says, "Palace confirms divorce," with a photo of Harry and Meghan. Not one of that party's in, like, quotations, so they're not quoting anyone. They've just written, "Palace confirms divorce." Now, for the record, Harry and Meghan not divorced. The Palace has not confirmed it. Every single word in that is a lie.
I just find it interesting that that would be the main source of news for what, as we've clearly seen over the last month, would be one of the biggest news stories in the world.
It would be huge. Like, they've left the royal family and now they're divorced.
Maybe the tabloid magazine might have a rumor that's happening, but that the word confirms
divorce. Literally, it's so funny because I just realized that. It's a three-word sentence,
mm-hmm.
and every single part of it is a lie.
Yeah.
The Palace hasn't confirmed anything.
Yep.
They're not divorced.
Yep.
And no one's confirmed anything.
No.
It's so confusing. And then there's, like, a little plus to the side of it. Plus, Meghan and Harry ordered back to London. Why the hell would Meghan be back ordered back to London if she just divorced the dude?
In anybody who's been in any kind of a scenario like this would probably happily say, once you're divorced, your in-laws can't order you to do anything.
Especially if that's it. You're being ordered back to a country you're not from. You're not from. You don't have a visa for it.
Your in-laws lose any power over you.
Exactly
once
right.
Once a divorce has been, quote, confirmed.
It's like the people who are writing the front cover of these magazines don't even talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because they're like, all right, well, I'm going to confirm the divorce. And they're like, all right, well, Harry upstairs has just said that they're going to be ordered back to London. So who's it going to be? And then the editor-in-chief just sits back and goes, you know what? Put both on. Let's confuse everyone.
I think that's how sometimes they get away with this.
It's just, there's too many lies.
No. The thing you just said is just a random name you mentioned there. Mm. Harry. Harry's confirmed it. We're not going to mention which Harry. It's Harry that works here. Yeah. That doesn't matter.
That's it.
We'll just say Harry has confirmed it.
The Palace. I'm just talking about the Indian Palace, the place that sells Indian down the road.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, they've confirmed it. Sorry.
The Palace Theatre.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Joke's on you.
Yeah. Perfect. That's how this works. We've cracked the code.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh.
Ned.
Speaking of things that are actually exciting for everyone, a huge announcement in television news over the weekends. If you were on Instagram at all, you probably have seen it because literally everyone I know posted this on their story. I was like, oh my God. That they have announced the Friends cast will be getting back together. In an episode thing called The One Where They Got Back Together.
There we go. Okay.
Now, look, here's the thing. I'm super excited. I actually watched heaps of Friends yesterday with my girlfriend Claire. We had dinner and watched Friends, and I was like, God, this show's good. I, you know what? I'm seeing a little bit of a trend online of people going, it's really not that funny. Like,
what are you going to say?
Imagine if you thought, like, Friends was funny. Like, get rid of the laugh track.
Nah, those
funny
people, I say, get wrecked.
Shut up.
It's fantastic.
Don't be edgy for the sake of it. It's funny. It's a good show. It's nice. It's
well
lovely.
Written, well acted.
Exactly right. So I was watching it, and I was like, you know, it's great. I, however, am one of the people who, and there's not a lot of people in this camp, but I am of the mindset that great show, great ending. Leave it.
Yeah,
no reason to come back.
It's a bunch of people leaving their mid-20s and heading into their mid-30s.
They're becoming fully adults.
It's the end of the concept of friends are your family, and they now have families becoming their families.
Exactly
so
right.
Leave it. We don't need that show.
Yeah.
Families. I don't want that show.
And can I tell you who, because like I said, it's a very small camp that I'm in.
But I'm in it with you. I agree.
I tell you who else is in it. At one point or another, every single cast member.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. There's no reason to do a comeback. There's no reason to do anything. But now they've done it. They've come back. They're saying, woo, we're going to do it. So everyone,
I've got a little bit of a tidbit for you as to why they may be thinking that. This special apparently going to get $2.5 million each to be a part of it.
That would convince me of nearly anything. But here's the thing. It's apparently not scripted, so it's probably not likely going to be an episode.
Yeah, so that's where I think everyone's getting confused with this because they've seen things like Will and Grace come back.
Yeah, it's
for
not
full seasons.
It's not going to be that.
No,
it's going to be an episode. That was probably going to be like a sit down chat by the looks of it.
There's been rumors that Ellen DeGeneres is going to just host a reunion.
Yeah,
and they'll just do an interview all together as a group.
Yep.
And that'll be what it is.
Okay, here's my thing.
Do you reckon that'll make people angry?
I didn't want this.
Yeah, no.
I, like I've said, I'm in the camp of I don't care about this. I didn't want this. You all wanted it.
Mm.
You all sent in your requests. You all tweeted about it. You all wanted it so badly.
Yep.
You forced these cast members to do it, despite the fact that they've said they didn't want to.
You got what you wanted. $2.5 million worth of duress.
Exactly right. You got what you wanted. I don't want to hear a G-damn thing about the episode.
Mm.
I don't care if it's good. I don't care if it's bad. I don't care if it's somewhere in between.
I don't care if it's not even technically an episode.
You got what you wanted?
Yeah, they're back together.
And now no one gets to comment on it at all. I want to see... This is one of the only things in pop culture where I want to see no reviews about it.
No criticism whatsoever.
You desperately wanted it, so you got it, and that's it. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'll be there for you. Because you're there for me too.
The thing I will add to what you've just said is it will be the ultimate troll by the entire cast if it is just a sit-down interview. Because remember how they posted that Instagram photo of them just hanging out?
Yep.
It's not the first time they've hung out.
No.
They're hanging out all the time. They're hanging out going, you know what? We should get paid to hang out.
Let's get paid $2 million each to do this.
Someone get Warner Brothers on the phone. We should get paid to hang out.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
I've got a couple of succulents at the moment.
Very nice.
Girlfriend Emily gave them to me as a housewarming present for the new apartment.
How big are they? Quite small?
No, they're in like little cute pot plants. One's her and one's me. Like one's
I've seen them, they've got faces on them
and one's they don't look like us, but one's a girl caricature and one's a guy, so they represent her and I.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the guy one has a moustache on it.
Does,
so
it
really
isn't
you.
It's definitely not me. The thing I have taken to be very, very clear here, and it's also because Emily's also explained this to me, that they're a symbol of our relationship, and if I kill these plants, there'll be consequences.
Okay.
So I'm trying my hardest to keep them alive.
I'd imagine so.
Going well. Giving them the right amount of water. Just occurred to me that I haven't watered them in like a week.
Yep.
So probably should get on to that.
Very insanely dry on Saturday and yesterday.
Yeah, good point. I really should. Anyway, look, I'm getting succulents aside. If you're like me and you have the best of intentions when it comes to your plants, but are not very good at doing the whole plant parent thing, Bunnings apparently guaranteed for 12 months. If you're not 100% happy, return your plant and we'll refund it.
What?
So, yeah, that's the whole thing.
So they just give you your money back?
That's what they say. Apparently, they inspect the plant.
Yeah.
And then they make sure that it's a case-by-case basis, according to this article I'm reading here. But, yeah, apparently just...
Do they give you the money back or they give you a transfer? Do they swap you in for another seedling?
Well, they said refund it.
Yeah.
It's not seedlings. It says accept seedlings.
So if you plant something and it doesn't grow, then they're like, that's not on us.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's you. But this is saying...
But if you buy a plant and it dies...
Yep.
We'll give you your money back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should get your money back. I feel like you should get another go. They give you another plant.
I think that would be a much better system.
Yeah.
Because I think to get your money back, that you haven't learned any kind of a lesson.
Exactly
there.
Right. You've just gone, cool, well, then my life has no consequences.
Try again.
Yeah.
You can't kill something and completely get away with it. I think you can kill something in the plant variety and they'll say to you, you know what, you need to have another go at this.
Yeah.
In honor of the plant that's now gone, you need to try again with a new plant.
I know we're talking about plants.
We're talking about plants.
But that's a very good life lesson. You can't just kill something and get away with it.
I tell people that all the time. I make sure everyone knows
Unless you're in the movie Pet Sematary, in which case you kind of can.
Well, they come back, so I mean...
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Ned, right now, this morning, a little bit perkier than usual because I went to the gym.
Yeah.
So I've technically been awake for a bit longer than I normally would be at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, while I do love the feeling after going to the gym first thing in the morning, it's a struggle to get there in the first place. That's why it's not something I always do.
Yeah, it's a bit hard. And honestly, you're like... especially when you first wake up, you're like, oh, I'll just have a nap for 10 minutes. Like, I'll sleep in for another 10 minutes.
Accidentally,
and it's half an hour. And you're like, well, now I can barely get to work on time.
People who wake up at this time, they know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They get it. And my shout out this morning is to the collection of people I share the gym with this time of the morning.
How many people are there?
Probably about four or five.
Okay.
And there are some incredibly buff gentlemen walking around, and that's why they are the way they are, I guess, because they go that early. That's dedication.
Also, I feel like if you're going that early in the morning, you're probably the kind of person that goes twice. Like, if you're going that early in the morning,
absolutely.
Maybe going at lunch, maybe going at dinner, maybe doing both.
Bit of weights in the morning, bit of cardio. There's one guy that's always there, and he is just, like, peak physical condition.
Yeah,
but there was another guy there, and he's in pretty good nick as well. Definitely, no doubt about that, in good shape. But this guy did something this morning that disturbed me to my core.
Okay.
He started whistling as he was walking around the gym. Yeah, just whistling. Just a bit of the...
So when he was trying to convey to everyone that he wasn't up to any funny business.
No, I don't. That's
like a cartoon.
Right. That is the cartoon. Yeah. Don't look over here, whistle.
I'm minding my own business.
So maybe I've given you the wrong whistle because the whistle was happy to be here.
Yeah.
What a glorious day. And I thought to myself, mate, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And we're all at the gym.
Yep.
What's wrong with you? Why are you whistling right now? As much as it is good and we're all motivated and we're here and we're doing it, you still don't need to be that happy about it. I would rather be in bed right now.
He's doing like a Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Mm. Like he's off on his way to work.
He's
like,
whistling while he works.
Yep. He's the eighth dwarf.
Yeah, yeah.
Bulky. Jacked-y.
Swally. Swally the
Shreddy.
Yeah, and by the way, in great condition. Not arguing that for a second.
Yeah.
Happy to be at the gym. Too happy to
be
at the gym.
Too happy.
Oh, my God. That early in the morning?
Don't be that chipper. Be sad like the rest of us.
The only way that's possible, in my opinion, is he must be a shift worker that was done for the day. Yeah. Like, that's actually like the end of his day.
He's just exhausting himself before he goes home.
You guys all have to get up and go to work, and I'm going home to sleep. That was the whistle. That's the only way I'll accept the whistle. Yeah. If it's anything else, we need to keep an eye on that guy, quite frankly.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
I've got a couple of succulents at the moment.
Very nice.
Girlfriend Emily gave them to me as a housewarming present for the new apartment.
How big are they? Quite small?
No, they're in like little cute pot plants. One's her and one's me. Like one's a little...
Oh, yeah,
like
I've seen them.
They've got faces
on
them and one's... Yeah. They're not... They don't look like us, but one's a girl caricature and one's a guy, so they represent her and I.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the guy one has a moustache on it.
It does,
so
it's
really
definitely not me.
You.
No, it's definitely not me. Yeah. The thing I have taken to be very, very clear here, and it's also because Emily's also explained this to me, that they're a symbol of our relationship, and if I kill these plants, there'll be consequences.
Okay.
So I'm trying my hardest to keep them alive.
I'd imagine so.
Going well, giving them the right amount of water. Just occurred to me that I haven't watered them in like a week.
Yep.
So probably should get on to that.
Insanely dry on Saturday and yesterday.
Yeah, good point. I really should. Anyway, look, I'm getting succulents aside. If you're like me and you have the best of intentions when it comes to your plants, but are not very good at doing the whole plant parent thing, Bunnings apparently guaranteed for 12 months. If you're not 100% happy, return your plant and we'll refund it.
What?
So, that's the whole thing.
So, they just give you your money back?
That's what they're saying. Apparently, they inspect the plant.
Yeah.
And then they make sure that it's a case-by-case basis, according to this article I'm reading here. But, apparently just...
Do they give you the money back or they give you a transfer? Do they swap you in for another seedling?
They said refund it.
Yeah.
It's not seedlings. It says accept seedlings.
So if you plant something and it doesn't grow, then they're like, that's not on us.
That's you. Yeah. That's you. But this is saying...
If you buy a plant and it dies...
Yep.
We'll give you your money back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should get your money back. I feel like you should get another go. They give you another plant.
I think that would be a much better system.
Yeah.
Because I think to get your money back, you haven't learned any kind of a lesson.
Exactly
there.
Right. You've just gone, cool, well, then my life has no consequences.
Try again.
Yeah.
You can't kill something and completely get away with it. I think you're going to kill something in the plant variety and they'll say to you, you know what, you need to have another go at this.
Yeah.
In honor of the plant that's now gone, you need to try again with a new plant.
I know we're talking about plants.
We're talking about plants.
But that's a very good life lesson. You can't just kill something and get away with it.
I tell people that all the time. I make sure everyone knows
Unless you're in the movie Pet Cemetery, in which case you kind of can.
Well, they come back, so I mean.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.